Hi, Dan Sheridan here, bringing you the greatest news ever, and that is that Jesus Christ is a successful Savior. Well, let me just start by saying this once again, because it doesn't hurt to repeat ourselves. A universalist is one who rejects the doctrine of endless misery, believes in God, and in His Son, Jesus Christ. He also believes in the effectual mission of Jesus Christ to save a world of sinners. He believes that sin shall be finished, death shall be swallowed up in victory, and that God will become all in all. In other words, a universalist is one who believes that Jesus Christ is a successful Savior. This is the heart of universalism. Those who believe these things that I just mentioned, they're universalists. Now, there are two kinds of universalists, however, the positive and the negative kind. And let me tell you about them. Let me describe them to you. Negative universalists are those who merely assent to the doctrine. They believe, they say, that all men will at last be saved. They think the doctrine of endless misery is a very bad doctrine. Of course, everybody should believe that. And they seem to have no doubts that God will eventually save the entire world. But this is the amount of their faith, the amount of their religion. They seem to show little love for Scripture or deny Scripture altogether. Many of them do. They seem to have no interest in fellowship, and they seem to have embraced the doctrine just because they were tired of Orthodox religion and just wanted an excuse to leave organized religion. In short, the doctrine has very little effect on their lives and their environment. Now, there's a wide difference between these and those we are pleased to call positive universalists. The positive universalist embraces this wonderful doctrine with a living faith. They not only believe it, but they feel it. They love it. It is the meat and drink of their souls. They have a constant and ever-active desire that others may be brought to the knowledge of the truth. They profess this truth openly. They do all in their power to establish it in the world, to get it out, to propagate it. They love God's house. They love the stated ministry of the word. They love seasons of prayer and praise. They love the communion of the brotherhood. They know no other religion worth possessing, and to them there is no other name given among men whereby we can be saved, and that is the name of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. And these are what I call positive universalists. And there are many of these throughout the world, and I wish their numbers would quadruple. Hey, even more than that. I wish there was a society of such universalists in every town and village in my country, the United States. It would make our country even that much greater. And that's because they have a realizing sense of the love of God. It softens their souls. They live a holy, righteous, cheerful life. And they love true moral excellence, and they want to be like their Father in heaven, who is perfect. The negative universalist, however, feels very little of this kind of emotion. He thinks that where he goes for public worship, if he takes part in any at all, is of little consequence. The nearest or the most fashionable or the one that provides daycare for their kids is all they care about. The faith that they have isn't a principle of the heart, it's a speculation. The doctrine of Christ has never reached their souls, for if it had, it would renovate their spirits and make them disciples of the Redeemer in deed and in truth. Because, listen, this is a living faith, and faith always leads to action. Founding Father Benjamin Rush, who heartily embraced the biblical doctrine of universalism, sums up positive universalism when he wrote this. The universal doctrine prevails more and more in our country, particularly among persons eminent for their piety, in whom it is not a mere speculation, but a principle of action in the heart, prompting to practical goodness. Amen. What a statement. And may that be true of all of us who embrace this wonderful doctrine. Well, I got more to tell you on this topic, and we'll save some more for our next lesson. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening to the Plain Guide to Universalism. And always remember this, our motto, Jesus Christ is a successful Savior.